Welcome to episode 115. The date is Monday, August, 14, 2023. Vancouver, British Columbia is sunny. The temperature as it reads on this vehicle reads 24 Celsius. There's been stories going around in the media lately, past week or so, about there being a heat warning. Not as bad as the heat dome that killed a whole bunch of people last year, a couple years ago. But still a heat warning nonetheless. Enough so that the government had to do a press conference to say, hey, it's going to be hot this weekend. Everyone, get prepared. So I look at the temperature, and it was looking like 26. Granted, yesterday, Sunday, it did get up to 30. But get the fuck out of here with your 26. Warnings about 26 Celsius. That's, come on. Come talk to me when you get to 32 or 35. Then let's talk about warnings. 26. Like I said, it did get warm yesterday, but I didn't leave the damn house. I don't care about missing out on the sun as like people, oh, you should get out and enjoy this weather because, you know, I don't need to do anything. I can do whatever I want. And yesterday, I chose to do absolutely nothing. I even ordered a Skip the Dishes Pizza Hut pizza with 500 milliliters of ice cream. I got the half-baked one. It's got brownies in it. And I think it had some chocolate chip cookie dough or something. And I watched a bunch of like streaming services, which I have re-signed up for, but I will subsequently be canceling again because I've now watched a bunch of things and I'm caught up. Caught up with absolutely nothing. So if people come up to me, hey, have you seen this show? No, I have not seen that show. I do not watch the programs that watch. I watched How To with John Wilson. I watched Dark Side of the Ring, which is a whole bunch of stories about old wrestling days. And what else did I watch? I watched some Portlandia. I started watching Quarterbacks on Netflix. That show is not good. I also started watching Arnold. That one's not bad. I'll finish watching it. I got a half hour into it. I'm like, I don't want to watch this anymore. I'm going to watch a podcast and get ready for bed. And that's what I did. Episode 115 it's gonna be a mess.
Hold out for one more drink before I think. I'm looking too desperately, but so far has not been fun. I should just stay home if one thing really means.
generally don't record in the evening now, do I? But it's been a late evening. The Northwest Territories is on fire, and British Columbia is on fire. So I had to stay late at work. Manage the information and to make sure that it got out to the public in a succinct sort of way. I'm lying. I didn't do any of that. I just tried to make the images look interesting and tried to piece together a sequence of images that went along with words that somebody else wrote, which is essentially all I do at my job. Except for sometimes. Anyway. The thing I was thinking about. So I still don't have a couch. I've been watching the Arnold documentary on a lawn chair. My throat is sore. I don't think the two are related. I did realize that it might be possible to OD on oil of oregano. You know the little eyedropper that's in that little tiny bottle? And you dip that sucker in there and you give it a little squish and then the flange fills up with the sweet nectar. And then you give it a couple drops. I forgot that it was only supposed to be a couple drops, and I hit a full dropper. And then before I even swallowed, I stuck that thing back in, filled it up again, and went for a second round. I do a lot of crazy things, but that was not enjoyable. I don't know how many cc's of oil of oregano that was. That was not diluted. That was straight from the bottle. It's like I took a shot, but instead of some tasty whiskey, it was oil of oregano, because my throat is sore. And I tell you what, it did nothing. My throat is still sore. And then I had to go online, because I darn you, my mouth was like salivating, and there was a brief moment where I thought I was going to throw up, but I didn't. It was a quick little or whatever, but I think I just kind of lost my breath, that's all. And so I had to look online. I'm like, can you overdose? How much is too much oil of oregano? And I guess the recommendation is like 2 to 4 drops a day. Oh, I didn't. That was way more than 2 to 3 drops. And then the next thing that pops up is this article from 2017, and the headline read, "Mother found guilty for killing child with oil of oregano." And I read this story, and it not once said oil of oregano. It just said that this lady was weird and a naturopath or whatever, and the kid had strep throat, and then ended up getting like, apparently you can get jaundice from having strep throat if not treated. So the woman was like feeding him dandelions. I was looking, but none of this is telling me if I ingested too much oil of oregano. Oh, it did tell me though that I could have the runs. My bowels feel fine. It's my throat's been scratchy for like a week. I was gonna talk about something else, but then this is rambling just started. I gotta get blood work in the morning. And you gotta fast for 12 hours, which isn't a big deal. Which means, right, but the thing is, it's 9 o'clock right now, and my appointment's at 10:15, and you have to fast for 12 hours. I have no problem doing that. But I have a roast. I started a roast before I left for work, a 10-hour roast. It's surely done by now, and I want to have a try. And I think I'll have time to dig into that sucker. But I'm wondering how much this oil of oregano is going to mess up all my readings. Are they going to find... What are they going to find? I mainly wanted to get a blood test or blood work done just to see all my numbers. Because I am 42 years old and I feel amazing, and apparently that's not what's supposed to happen. So I gotta see, I don't know, I gotta see what's going on here. See where my testosterone levels are or whatever. Then I'll have to take all those numbers and look them up on the internet and look up the words on the internet and say, what's a normal person's thing? And then it turns into a game. But see, this is the thing I should have done way earlier, and like in my 20s, so you could see all the changes in your physiology, but I did not. And I was not smart. And I was not smart on a lot of things when I was in my 20s. But. Or figuring it out. That's all I got. I poured a bunch of Wayne Gretzky whiskey on the roast. I hope booze makes meat better. I just got done covering a pro mask rally of maybe 15 people. One of them was she was a doctor. That's how she identified as. And she was saying, you know, we need to bring mandatory masks back to hospitals because, you know, COVID is still a real thing and people are dying. And long COVID is dangerous. And, you know, at this protest, this one young lady came up and said she can't sing anymore and she can't exercise anymore. And that was like 20 months ago. She got COVID. Yeah. That's pretty sad, right? And at this rally, there was one feller, and he had signs that said the opposite of what the other signs were saying. I don't remember what his sign said. But I didn't even, like, register him as somebody that was different or that had opposite signs. I thought his signs were, like, same signs, you know? And the press conference was going on, and I hear a little kerfuffle to my right, and I notice there's a little skirmish, and the one feller who had the opposite signs was on the ground, and two of the I want to have masks on people were on top of him, kind of holding him down, while somebody took his signs and was running away with them. Seems kind of silly to me. I had a point. God damn it. This is always the thing that happens. I'm like, I gotta get on this record. But then I start, like, creating context. And then I lose the original point. I think maybe I just gotta, like, instead of, like, creating the context, just say the thing and then afterwards explain yourself. So let me think here. What was my mask people? Oh, okay. So anyways, afterwards, the police came, whatever, and they talked to a few folks, and then I ended up talking to the guy who got roughed up there and made sure he was okay, and he's like, yeah, I'm not pressing charges, you know, whatever. Damn, see there, now it's gone again. Gone. I'm not saying it yet, but I know where I want to go with this. I know where I'm trying to get to. I'm just not sure how I'm getting there. The masked people and the non-masked people. And then I gotta get to that point. God damn it. It was there in my head and it was perfect. Okay, so I end up talking to this guy, and I explained to him that... No, that's not how I want to get there either. This fella, like, is a very... that I was talking to that got roughed up, he was very... conspiratorial, talking about psyops and that everybody is brainwashed, and he did research and masks don't work and vaccines are a load of hooey. So then I asked him, I'm like, well, you know, this is a pretty divided issue. I'm like, what's the solution, right? And I don't remember his answer. But I didn't kind of, we just started chit-chatting after I was interviewing him, and then I says, you know, I don't, damn it, I'm really messing this up. I know this is probably really annoying to listen to be like, get to the point, buddy. But I'm also trying to work something out here in my head. So this isn't just for whoever you are listening. This is for me to, like, figure out this thing I had. God damn it. I think I understand. Okay, so I kind of built the story and the scene and everything, but I don't really need to explain the scene to get to kind of, how about I tell it like this? You know, the, like, it's like these anti-mask people and the mask people. It's like they're so digging their... Everyone's got information. Everyone's read studies. Everyone's a scientist. Everyone has information. But their information is so, like... But it's like, who do you believe? Because over here, they're like, yeah, I need to wear a mask because it's good for your health. And the other guys over here are like, yeah, well, I read papers that when you smoke a cigarette through the mask, that the smoke still goes through the mask. Both seem logical to me. I don't know. I mean, for me, I don't have any sort of... I think everything is wrong. There's probably a truth somewhere. If you come up and tell me that bread was created by a guy named Bill in order to get back at his neighbor for sleeping with his wife, then I'd be like, that's weird. But who am I to say? I don't know. I don't know who Bill is. And maybe he did have his wife sleep with his neighbor, and maybe he was upset. And maybe he did poison some... made some wheat into a loaf and gave it to his and said, hey, this is called bread. And then gave it to his neighbor, who then was poisoned and is no longer with us. Maybe that is true. I don't know. Or maybe a bread was never invented and it was created by a guy named Jesus. And it just, he's like, man, there's all these people I made. Well, God made all the people. And then God says, oh man, these people are dying. They're getting real skinny. And, they're just like crying and suffering, and I don't even... Oh, I guess I gotta feed them. I didn't realize I had to feed them. So then God creates bread. Maybe that's how bread came to be. I don't know. That was definitely not my idea of, like, how I'm gonna get to my point. What I'm trying to say is, like, ideas and opinions, I think, are fluid, and nobody should really I don't think anybody should be so strict with opinions. I think opinions should probably be pretty fluid. Because it was considered fact that the world was flat, you know? And then some guy accidentally was like, oh, geez, it's actually not. And he figured it out, and then everyone's like, you're a fool. And then slowly but surely, everyone's minds were changed. So everyone's opinions was changed. So it's like, you can't be so beholden to what you think is true. Except, you never order a hot dog at a movie theater. I know they're there. And the it's like, well, then why you ask? It's like, you ask, why does the movie theater provide a hot dog for you to purchase? Well, because they're easy to make, and some, and they have these hot dog Ferris wheels that keeps the hot dogs warm and moving. Because if you don't continually move the hot dog, it's gonna be cold on one side and warm on the other side, and you want a nice balanced hot dog. You don't, it's not a delicious hot dog unless it's balanced. And it's a cheap machine, like a popcorn maker. And I think that the hot dog machines, I think it's like a, it's like Cineplex or whoever invented movies, theaters, to, and they said, they were like, okay, we're going to put hot dogs in here to weed out the weak. I don't make up these rules. If we're go to a movie and you order one of them goddamn hot dogs, I don't think we're going to be able to be friends anymore. You get some popcorn, you get a little bag of candy, you toss that bag of candy into the popcorn, you shake it up, that's what you eat. Save your hot dogs for fairs, baseball games, and being drunk in the street. I'm gonna have to tighten that up, but that's generally the, I needed a better beginning to that. But the whole thing is gonna end, the whole story is gonna end with like the hot dog thing. Gotta shorten it up. There's a lot of fat on that story. Can't get no job. Can you spare a dime? Just one more hit, and they'll be fine. I swear to God, this will be my one last time. And a crooked little town, they were lost and never found. Fallen leaves, fallen leaves, fallen leaves on the ground. Run away before you drown. All the streets will beat you down. Fallen leaves, fallen leaves, fallen leaves on the ground. All right, just got to finish this episode with some housekeeping here. So first of all, let's actually like dictate the calendar and see what's happening. And it'll probably explain some of the weirdness that some of you are wondering about in this episode. So when did I post last here? I have this actually in my calendar. So when I post, so today is the August 29. It looks like the last one episode of this was the 18th. So then the 19th, tonight, no, 19th, I watched UFC. 20th. So there was this music, so this will explain some of the musical choices. Every band that I have played on this episode I have seen live in the past week or so. Minus Weezer, the opening song by Weezer. I did not see it, but my girlfriend saw it. Weezer, I did not, but Weezer was playing the one night in West Vancouver at this music festival. And then I saw, who was it, Finger 11, and I saw Third Eye Blind. And so that was last weekend. I said, no, 2 weekends ago, whatever. Hey, before you start jumping on my back here, it's like I have not lost my taste or my touch or sense of smell or anything. It's just like you get invited to these things and you're like, whatever, I'm going to stop being such a stick in the mud and go see stuff that I normally would not see. Like, I mean, I've seen Finger 11 a bunch of times in like the late 90s and like early 2000s, so whatever. But the Third Eye Blind I could have done without. But you know what? The lady and her friend wanted to go, and Finger 11 was playing that day, and I was like, sure, it'll be a fun little outing. And on the plus side, as we were exiting the festival grounds, they were giving out free full-size bags of que pasa nacho chips. The brand new circle kind. Go to your local grocer store and pick up some of those. They are delicious. I am addicted to que pasa unsalted triangle nacho chips. Moving along here, I was in Kamloops all last week covering the wildfires. That was very interesting. There's probably a bunch of stories in there that I did not cover on this episode, but if you want to find out more about the wildfires in British Columbia, I don't know, message me on the social medias or whatever. What else happened? And then this weekend, so the PNE, which is the Vancouver version of Buffalo Days or Exhibition or a fair, you know, with rides and stuff, Ferris wheels and mini donuts and cotton candies and screaming children, they also have music. And so, let's see here. I got back from Kamloops on Friday, and then that evening, my lady took me to see Billy Talent. I saw Billy Talent. Ooh, I think the last time I saw Billy Talent a few times, and I think the last time was like at this bar in Regina, Saskatchewan, called Gabbo's. And Gabbo's is a sleazy bar where people deal drugs, and there's probably gang stuff going on. But on this one occasion, which was the early 2000s, I went with my friend Sandy, who got us free tickets, and they played in the back parking lot in this big giant tent. And that was a fun show. I don't know, it was fun, whatever. I mean, you do some of it when you're in a relationship with people. It's like you go and do the things that they want to do, and you hope one day they return the favor and go to see the things that you want to see. Right? Isn't that how it works? But I've been on a tear of like just seeing weird stuff. Anyway, but it was actually good. Like I didn't mind the Billy Talent show. So yeah, that was played in this episode. What did I do Saturday? Oh, not played in this episode was on Saturday. I went to see Batushka. That's another weird thing in a story. It's like a black metal, a Christian Orthodox black metal band from Poland. But I saw the fake one. There's actually two Batushkas touring. One of them is with the main songwriter, and the other one is everybody else. Basically, what had happened was the main songwriter was taking too long to write the next Batushka album. And so the rest of the band was like, hey, we're tired of sitting around waiting for you to finish the album. we're gonna go and make our own album. And then in 2019, two Batushka albums came out in the same week. So the band that I saw was the fake one, and but whatever, it was interesting. And we got in for free because people at the Pearl, which is a new venue in Vancouver, don't know this thing called a ticket taker. And we just kind of walked right in and nobody really asked us for tickets. Saved us $50. And then what was it? Sunday? When did it happen? Sunday. Oh, and then Sunday went back to the exhibition, the PNE Pacific National Exhibition, or whatever it's called. I saw some dinosaurs and I also saw Billy Idol. Man, so I saw the Billy, the Batushka, and then Billy. Two Billys and a Batushka. That's what I should call this album. That'd be a good episode title. Or maybe I was going to call this episode something about, like, hot dogs. I don't remember. Anyway, I think are we up to date now? Is that all the things? What do I have coming up here? Is today Wednesday? No, today's Tuesday. I think that's it. I think that's all.